Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. Alrighty, so welcome back again. This is Jennifer, and I am here today with...
My name is Dave.
Dave, wonderful. It is great to be back again.
It is.
And I'm excited to say the last episode we were able to share my story, and it was nice to be able to kind of just do that and share that. And
I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. I didn't know what was coming next.
No, I know.
28 years of marriage, and I learned so much about my spouse. I had to go back and listen to it over and over and over again. Partly so we could boost our numbers.
True. Yeah. You're funny.
But yes. It was a great episode. Yes. And if you haven't heard it, I would highly suggest going back, because there's a great story, again, about a ghost, a fairy.
And New York City.
And New York City.
Yes.
What a combo.
I know. So right. Today we get to meet Dave, and he gets to share his story.
And there's absolutely no ghosts, no fairies. No. And, well, I've been to New York City.
Yes. But
yeah.
But yeah,
none of that none greatness. Of that. So I'm up against an excellent episode before this. So I'm going to have to bring my A game.
Yes.
Just to stay in the group.
You could almost call it the E game for the entrepreneurial.
Ooh, look at you
going right. Yes, for the entrepreneur big E game.
Wow.
So today we are going to learn. So
I'm going to write that one down. Yes. Just a second. The E game.
The E game.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So today we were going to learn about Dave and just his thoughts on being an entrepreneur in a world where so many love the title of being an entrepreneur, but they don't want the hustle. They try to avoid that. So
yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people throw that word around, and I guess it's got different levels.
True.
Of being an entrepreneur. Like, I've heard podcasts where they talk about entrepreneurs are born, they're not made.
Okay, interesting.
But I see a lot of made entrepreneurs that had no concept that one day they would be doing something on their own or have a new idea, and then they come up with this amazing thing.
Well, I think for you, this kind of developed for you. I think you were probably born with it, I think, in your story, because you knew quite young there was something different.
Well, all the way back to when I was a kid in high school, like, there was... I lived in a small little town in northern Ontario, not very many people there, nothing to do after 5 p.m., and all my friends lived on farms out of town, and I didn't have a car at 14.
No.
And it was really boring.
And you were a music guy. You loved music.
Yeah, I loved music. At that point, I wasn't playing as much.
No.
But I loved music, but you couldn't buy music.
True.
There was no Spotify. Imagine a world with no Apple Music.
Wow. You actually had to buy...
I think, like, we've lost half of our audience right now.
I think
now.
So.
They're like, there was a world... there was actually a world before the internet.
Yes.
Did you know there was a world before podcasts?
I know.
Like, stretch.
I'm so glad to be in this part of this world. With podcasts.
Yeah.
Because we get to share. This is great.
Okay. I see it as a blessing two ways. I'm glad I grew up when there was no internet.
Absolutely. Because we learned how to be creative.
I've never taken a photo of my food.
No.
When I was in high school. No.
No.
Not doing it. Selfie.
You know what? If you did want to do that, you'd have to go to the store, develop it, and it'd be like a week.
Yeah.
Wait, like, anyway, before...
And then, like, a whole selfie
and then you'd
would
have
be interesting.
To almost take another picture of that to send then. Like, you had to mail it. Like,
if you,
there was
if you
no...
took a selfie, you'd have to wait, like, a week or two to see what it looked like. Like, imagine the people that are, like, on TikTok right now and trying to explain that to them.
Yeah.
That this is all new.
I mean, Polaroid cameras were around.
Polaroid.
So. Yeah, where you had to wait, shake it and wave it.
Shake it like
shake
a Polaroid picture.
Yes.
Hey,
there you go.
You should write a song.
Maybe.
Shake it. So, yeah, I grew up in a small town. There was no music. I loved music. So small business, being an entrepreneur, is basically identifying a gap and then coming up with the answer to fill the gap. So in my town, you couldn't buy music unless you got in your car and drove an hour or two to a city with stoplights.
Yes.
So you could have to drive. There was no internet. There was no purchasing online. There was no Amazon. There was nothing.
Radio, otherwise,
there
in
was
your
the
car.
Radio,
but yeah.
So I decided to go and become a company and start my own business. And I sold CDs. Those are those round discs. Silver discs.
That still slide into the dash of your car if you still have that.
Yeah. So those used to be a thing. And I used to sell them. So I would set up. Actually, I used to set up like a little booth at an event and sell my stuff. And I'm an introvert. I don't like people.
No.
So to set up a booth in front of a bunch of people and then try to sell, not my thing.
No.
But no one else was doing it. And I started getting people asking me to bring my little setup and set up my stuff and sell stuff.
That's so cool.
And I'm only like in high school. I'm like in grade 9, grade 10.
Yeah.
It's this awkward teenage kid and acne and all that great stuff. And here I am selling. So I started my company when I was really young, and I just seemed to have to be able to find a gap and then identify it and then do something about it.
Right.
And that's really simply, that is what I consider being an entrepreneur. So
you see a need and you make it happen to fulfill that need.
So the other side of entrepreneurs, I think, are people who copy just other people.
Okay.
So they don't see a need. They just see somebody doing something and go, I can do that.
Right.
Maybe that's how we did podcasts.
Well,
we listened to podcasts and went,
because it's been inspiring to listen to them and to be challenged by other people's.
Yeah, so I don't think it's negative at all.
Not at all.
To capitalize on something that's working.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So for podcasts, sure, we're doing what a lot of other people are doing, but they don't have the same stories we do.
Exactly. I think that's the thing, is you got to identify what makes you different and then kind of focus in on that.
Right.
And if you already have a community that are following you on a social media or your website, then you've already got a built-in audience.
Exactly.
You just have to somehow convince that audience
to listen,
to come to your podcast.
Yes.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Because some people, don't even know what a podcast is. And we feel we're late to the game on this, but they don't even know. Or even necessarily have
that information. They might know how to get it, but they don't have that availability.
And I think you said something in a past episode where you just didn't know that you needed that podcast.
Exactly.
Right?
You didn't realize it was something you should have in your life. Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
Me.
Yeah. Right?
But once you start to dig into it and realize the depth of what's available.
Right.
Not talking about ours yet, because we haven't really got into the good
deep
stuff.
Right.
Yet. We're still just in the introductory dating stage.
That's right.
Of having a podcast, and we're dating our listeners. We're just trying to win them over at this point. Show them all the best stuff, you know. But eventually we're going to get into stuff that's a little more meatier and more topical and something that people hopefully will
be challenged
with.
And challenged by.
But we just wanted in the first few episodes just to kind of set the platform, set the stage, and then from there we can jump off from that.
Perfect.
Right.
So, so with that said, I know quite often other podcasts do this, and we've tried to adapt it ourselves in having a quote and something that's maybe inspired us or challenged us or just, you know, sort of became a reality in a sense. So what's your quote for this time?
So mine is simple. The goal, and I think it's kind of as a overarching statement for entrepreneurs, the goal of being an entrepreneur is not having more money, which I would prefer more money, but it's the goal of living life on your own terms.
Wow.
So say it again. The goal of being an entrepreneur isn't more money. It's to live life on your own terms.
Wow.
So if you think of it this way, I work right now to support the store due to the pandemic. We had to close our store for a while. We still had all our costs. So instead of going bankrupt or backing out of our store lease and
exactly.
all that stuff, we just made the decision that I would go back to work part-time, and now it's turned into full-time.
Right.
And now they want to promote me.
That's right.
But anyway, I'm just there to pay for the store now and keep it afloat.
You're not interested in that.
But I work with some amazing people, and some of them, it's interesting, like from my perspective, I think that I can't be like them in that they have been in retail for many, many years. They've got to the maximum levels of all of their incentives, holiday pay, rate of pay, whatever, all the benefits, they've maxed out. They can't be any higher.
They're at the top of the
list. That's it. But this is their thing, and they're not going to go anywhere else.
And they're happy.
They're happy. Right?
And yeah.
I can't look down on that. I can't make fun of it. I can't make light of it, because that's where they're at.
And that's what makes them happy. And that's what matters.
Yeah. And you can't take that person and put them into an entrepreneurial role and tell them to cash in all their chips, take a big chance, abandon all security, safety nets, and jump off the cliff and see if it works.
Yeah.
Because that's not them. No. And they know.
They're not interested.
So equally, as an entrepreneur looking at them, I'm not them.
No.
I can't just punch a clock. Do the same thing every night. I am
bored.
On the edge of losing my mind.
Yeah.
In just complete boredom, because it's the exact same thing every night.
Yeah.
I open boxes and put stuff on a shelf. That's it. it's the same thing. The same people and the same, hey, how's your weekend? You know, it's the same thing every night. It just feels like I'm on Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. I'm just waiting for it to be, oh, here we go again. There's Bob, and there's his comment. Here comes Bob's comment. Hey, nice shoes. Yeah, okay, Bob, you said that the last 5 weeks. That's your thing, you know? And it's funny. It's like a small town. You just care about each other. They are there because of different reasons. Some are single parents. Some are, like me, working an extra job to pay the bills. Everybody has a story.
Right,
and
for
you
sure.
You can't think that, well, I'm an entrepreneur, so I'm a better level.
Right.
It's not a better level. It's just a different level.
Sure, exactly. Tied in well with what you're talking
about. Yeah, so again, from the top, but being an entrepreneur, the goal isn't more money. The goal is living life on your own terms.
Right.
And I just...
Exactly.
It's amazing. For me, again, the other part of it is there's an accountability to that where, yes, besides working night shift and having to support the store for a temporary period of time, once that's over and we can go back to normal and go back to just focused on the store, the other side of being an entrepreneur is the discipline to live your dream.
Right.
Where if you don't have somebody telling you when to punch in and punch out, here's your list of tasks.
Mm.
Here's the things you have
True.
To do.
Right.
An entrepreneur can easily get distracted by the next thing.
Right.
And things fall away. Entrepreneurs can be terrible leaders because they don't want to stop and explain anything. They just want to get on to the next thing.
That's right. I don't have time to tell you how to do
this. You need
to
catch up.
Yeah. Like,
it's a parade that's going by at a very high rate of speed. And if you don't get it, you don't get it. Let's go. Right. we're gonna start a podcast.
Oh.
Let's go. And a podcast recording now. It's like, what? Wait, what? What happened?
What are we talking about?
What? You haven't explained all the steps to me.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I have to explain steps. I'm an entrepreneur. You're supposed to just get it.
Yeah.
Well, no, some people don't get it. And you need to make sure that if you claim the title of entrepreneur and you have staff,
there's
people,
responsibilities.
You have people who come to you and
Absolutely.
Want to support you and do the tasks
exactly.
that you are dreaming about, then you better be able to explain it.
Exactly.
Because I see people wave that entrepreneur flag and then treat their staff like terrible.
Because they think they should understand.
Oh, yeah. They're the best and their ideas are the best and I don't care what you have to say. We're doing my idea.
Right.
Right? And that I've worked for managers like that and they are just one train wreck away from just complete mess. Right. But that's how they operate.
And I think for you and I think that we have a great combination because I help you stay focused. Mm-hmm. I know there's times when you've said too, like you got all these like ideas and every morning and like you're sleeping ideas and you wake up and it's like, I can't write this down fast enough. And so, but for me, I'm always like, oh no, not another idea. And so I think between the two of us, we help keep each other. You challenge me on a daily basis by stepping it up and maybe, you know, learning how to do more things and being a bit more open to the social media aspect of things, the podcast and stuff like that. Even this was your idea. I didn't know what that was, you know, even 3 months ago or whatever. And, you know, to be in this position now doing this together, I mean, I've been challenged to step up my game and be different. And for you, you've had to sort of take a step back and in between the two of us, explain things and what I don't understand. And I, you know, we can ask each other questions and I think it's been a good balance. So
yeah, if you can find somebody if you're an entrepreneur, you need somebody to come alongside of you that's not. I don't know. I've heard people say that two entrepreneurs together is a good mix. I don't know. We're not like that.
No.
And if I was married to myself, I don't know if I could. I don't know how you do it.
Right.
To be honest, I don't know how you do it, Jen.
Yeah.
Because I think I would annoy the heck out of me. I would just be spinning constantly. So two of me would just be a nightmare. You're probably quietly agreeing without saying it. You're, see, very, very politically correct there. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
So your perspective, you kind of come in with that supportive role. You help organize. You help implement. You're that task list person.
Right. Yes.
Which I'm not. So it's a good yin and yang, I guess you would say, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But a good balance.
Between right. Definitely.
Two, right.
Yep.
So I need more direction and more methods and procedures like you do.
Right.
But you, on the opposite side, need more dreaming.
That's right.
And put the list away. What could we do
if? What could we do if? And imagine, what if this happens?
What if?
Yes. And that's kind of like where we're headed with Upcycle Canada. We have to dream bigger than what we are. So that's kind of one of those things we're in the process of dreaming about, is what could be the next steps for us, and where are we headed? What could, you know, people think we're a big thing, and it's just, you know, I sometimes shake our heads like, well, it's just the two of us.
Well, two and Paige.
Yes, and Paige now.
Yeah, Paige.
So,
hi, Paige.
But it's just been one of those things where people kind of wondered, you know, how many stores do you have? And
I love that question.
Yeah. Well, no, it
implies
we are.
Why aren't you more than one store?
So that makes us go, okay, well, maybe we should consider this, or look to how can we make ourselves be bigger, or, you know, through, and being Upcycle Canada, we can go pretty well anywhere.
And that's an upcoming podcast.
Absolutely.
Jen, where we're going to talk about naming your business.
That's right.
And how important it is to choose a name that's not going to limit you in the future.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So that'll be an upcoming podcast.
Yes.
So I want you, Jen, to stay tuned for that podcast.
I will.
I want you to listen to that podcast and share it with your friends.
I will. Thank
you.
Okay? Yes.
Because that's going to be, this one is probably, I would say this episode is probably the best episode we've ever done.
It's the best episode today.
Well done. Yes. But that one coming up will be another good one.
It'll be a great one. Yeah.
So the one thing, too, I just want to kind of talk about quick before we head off is if you're listening to these first few podcasts from the trailer to today, it's like, okay, these guys really love themselves and just want to talk about themselves every day. That's not the point of this. We just want, again, to kind of build a bridge, set the stage. And from here, we're going to go into some more topical items. Things that you can apply easily. Obviously, you're not going to take my life and apply it to your life. That doesn't work. But there's things that we're going to be going on from this point on. We're going to be going to more topical items, which will be probably easier to digest and put into action.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So that's kind of where we're headed with that. So we just wanted you to introduce ourselves to you as a listener, so that you have some kind of context. And then from there, we'll grow from here.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Well, thank you for sharing your story.
Well, thank you for listening.
I'm glad,
Jen,
you were here today.
You made me a great coffee.
Thank you. Yes, mine was great too. Yes. Thank you.
So we have some stuff coming up.
Yes, and we're looking forward to it.
Ready for the next podcast.
Absolutely.
It's going to begin in a few seconds you're on that binging thing.
That's right.
So go ahead and you're going to hear us again.
Yep. You can find all of our information on our website.
That's
That's probably the easiest way to go.
Oh, yeah. And even our podcasts are playable off our website.
Exactly.
So if you really struggle, just go to the website and you'll see a tab and everything is there.
It's right there. Awesome.
Thanks,
guys. Well, until next time.
Have a great day, whatever you're up to.
Yep.
And if your day is starting or your day is ending, whatever it is, enjoy it.
Yep.
Spend time with your family and friends, and we will talk soon.
All right. Cheers.
Bye.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. This is a listener-supported podcast. If you're interested in supporting us, please head over to patreon.com/upcyclecanada and select a monthly tier that works for you. A 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Thank you to Jacob Moon for our instrumental backing track for this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.